Good morning. It is August 4th, 2015. The time is 08:32 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. And usually Tuesday mornings, I'm a little hesitant in getting up. Well, actually, I got up about 4 o'clock to take Max outside. And went back to sleep in. So I'm up and about right now. Had a cup of coffee here, getting ready to take Max out for a walk. Doing what I normally do, but prior to that, Tuesday mornings, usually I have to set the alarms because tomorrow I start a new cycle, work cycle that is. But I also get up in the morning and I listen to the social media timelines there, and there's audio that I look forward to listening to, and that's from our good friend on all social networks at Top Gold, Bernie Golbach, the bloke in America, the American bloke in Ireland. And I always look forward to listening to Bernie, and he had interesting, as always, audio. But it was what he was talking about outside the context, I guess, the particular app he was using, thanks to Phil Sorrow, called HiQ MP3 Recorder, which I have on my LG Ultimate 2 Android 4.4. I think there's a top one in there too, smartphone. And I figured I'd give it a try as far as the interface and do a. An audio here before we go out for a walk, because I think when we go out for a walk, we'll probably end up doing a Periscope. So, I guess where I'll probably be talking about, well, what I'm talking about now, the maybe virtual is reality in some sense, because we are on this thing called social media, and listening to Bernie, I got a sense that he was driving a vehicle. He was explaining things to do. So the example he gave as far as with his brother driving on the wrong side, which I have done myself, having lived several years in Japan, and they drive on the left-hand side of the road. And I know when myself, the missus, and the children, when they were children, younger children, we went to Hawaii for about 2 weeks on vacation from Japan. And after being in Japan for a couple of years, it was a little bit different riding on the right-hand side of the road. That I think that first weekend we ended up renting a vehicle to travel around the island, and lo and behold, we're going on to Hickam Air Force Base. And after I clear the guard shack or guard gate, I make a left-hand turn, and I'm going right past the chapel, I guess, on base. And I was on the wrong side of the road. I thought I was back in Japan. So I can relate to that analogy there, Bernie. And but when is virtual, and when is reality, and when can virtual maybe be reality? I don't know. I think when I'm listening to an audio to somebody I know, and in Bernie's case, I met him personally, so I know. So even though he's talking on social media in an audio format, he's real to me. And there's other individuals I have not met, but they're real to me. So I would say that in a lot of cases, the virtual is reality to me, in depending on what we're talking about. Everybody says, well, it's on social media and it's just virtual, so it doesn't amount to anything. And I guess I look at it as just communications in a sense from point A to point B and point B back to point A, either on an audio or a visual aspect when it comes to like Periscope, which is one of the main platforms that I'm on now. So, and just the exchange, because it's just interesting that what information is out there that it may not directly impact you, but it is real. It's maybe coming over a tool that is looked at as a virtual delivering service, but to me, as I expressed in an audio, I think Bernie referred to yesterday, that there's context to my voice, there's context to the nonverbal when you see them on video. So, how can that be virtual if, in the sense that you can't really touch it and be in the presence of the individual? You know, in that case, yeah, that is virtual. But in all senses, the case, I chalk it up as reality. It is real. It's not just something, a made-up ghost or a made-up thing there. So, just like I'm talking into this new HiQ MP3 recorder app that I have on the smartphone here, you give it a whirl, give it a test. It's an app that's real, that's on my phone. I'm talking to it, and it's going to be a mechanism once I figure out how to upload it to that program formerly known as AudioBoo. But from what I look, the interface looks pretty interesting, different. I'm just wondering if it's going to improve on the sound quality, because for the most part, all the audios that I have done have been through the program formerly known as AudioBoo's in-app recorder. I think this is the first time I've recorded outside that, even though I do have a couple other audio recording apps. So I'm giving it a whirl here, a real test that I ended up getting from, I guess, a virtual audio recording from an individual that's across the pond. And we're gonna get ready to go out here on a walk. So you have a good one. All of you that are out there that may be listening to this audio that is on one of those social networks we all love and we love to hate, I guess, in the same sense. You all have a good one. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.